Isn't it wonderful last week?
我们上周的洗礼是非常的奇妙。
Let's hope we don't have to wait too long for another baptism.
希望我们不用等太久就有我们下一次的洗礼。
So those of you who have resisted, hopefully you give in next time.
希望我们当中、上次没有参加洗礼，心中有小小犹疑的，我们希望下一次洗礼当中能见到你。
Amen.
Amen.
When it comes to prayer,
当我们讲到祷告的时候
and spiritual warfare,
还有属灵的征战
people get it mixed up.
那么可能我们当中常常有些误解
because especially in a Pentecostal setting, we bind this and we lose that.
特别在灵恩派的教会当中，我们在做属灵征战，我们经常会有捆绑跟释放这样的一个祷告方式。
And if you get it wrong, you end up binding God.And losing whatever.
如果你不小心的话，可能你捆绑跟你释放的可能就是相反的东西。
Prayer is to God.
我们的祷告是向神祷告。
So you can't pray to the devil and bind him.
我们不可能说对撒旦祷告也来捆绑他。
You can have authority and declare and pronounce.
我们可以在他上面有权柄来向他宣告来斥责他。
So when you say in the name of Jesus, I bind you, devil, right? Or whatever spirit, you're not praying.
所以我们说奉耶稣基督的名我们来捆绑撒旦或者某个邪灵的话我们不是在祷告。
And so we as Pentecostal, when we pray, we've got to get out of the habit of mixing it together. Like, you pray in tongues and then bind you, devil. Are you saying to God?What are you praying?
所以我们灵恩派的教会的弟兄姊妹，我们要很小心。当我们特别在祷告当中，如果我们在讲方言灵里祷告，然后突然我们祷告一下，然后又开始来捆绑。
So you've got to be very clear between prayer and then exercising authority is two different things.
所以我们要非常的清楚我们的祷告和我们用我们的权柄做属灵的征战这两块方面。
Last time I was talking about praying in tongues.
上周我们讲到灵里的祷告，讲方言。
Tongues is to edify yourself.
那么讲方言呢，是来造就我们自己。
It's from us to God.
是我们对神的一个直通的一个祷告。
And I call that the praying tongue.
那么我们称为用方言祷告。
Praying tongue.
方言祷告。
Which is different from prophetic tongue.
那么这个方言祷告跟说、先知预言的这个恩赐的祷告是不同的。
Prophetic tongue is one of the nine gifts where when you speak in tongue, it's God to man to a person.
所以我们讲说、先知预言的恩赐呢是在九个恩赐中的一种，所以跟我们个人的讲方言是有所不同的。
And if the person can understand the language that you don't understand, then it doesn't need interpretation.
所以当然当神借着我们这个器皿讲这个先知预言的话语给对方的时候如果别人明白那么就不需要翻译。
But if a person doesn't understand it, then you interpret.
但是如果你的这个方言、
okay.
别人听不明白那么就需要翻方言这个恩赐。
So praying tongue is me to God.
我们讲方言是直接对神的一个祷告。
Prophetic tongue is God to me to a person.
那么先知预言的恩赐呢是神赐给我们然后要传递给另外一个人的。
And here is another mistake.
还有一个常遇到的错误。
That is an error that's made in a lot of churches. And this is discovered by people who study churches.
所以就是其实也在教会当中常常遇到了一个问题，就是专门研究教会的那个一些学者所发现的问题。
A very well-known scholar went around many different churches and did a questionnaire ask Pentecostal and charismatic Christians saying, "What is the primary function of tongues?"
那么有一个很出名的学者呢，他去探访了不同的教会，做这个问卷调查。那么对于那些咨询一些灵恩派的教会，他们觉得说，讲方言最重要的一个功效是什么
？As I just told you, the primary reason for tongue is prayer.
就像刚刚我提到的，我们讲方言最主要的目的是为了造就我们自己，是为了祷告造就我们自己。
And it's obvious, right?
这是很明显的。
But do you know when the scholar did a survey in a lot of different churches, a lot of people say tongue is for warfare.
但是很出奇的是呢，就是很意外的是，当这个学者在不同教会做这个问卷调查，得到那个结论是，很多人认为这个讲方言是来做属灵的征战。
No wonder why the devil is not afraid of us.
难怪说仇敌他并不畏惧我们。
Because we're using tongues and shooting at God.
就好像其实我们
warfare in God.
我们把这个征战的对象，把神当作我们征战的对象了。
And so today, I'd like to take the opportunity to clarify, because Halloween is coming.
所以今天我要就借用这个机会呢，给大家解释清楚，因为我们知道万圣节来了。
Just in case some of our brothers and sisters end up shooting at God.
所以避免我们不要把这子弹对住神来发射哈。
From the biblical understanding, what exactly is spiritual warfare?
那么从属圣经的角度来看，什么是真正的属灵的征战呢
？Amen.Now, first of all, we are not warring against God, but we are warring against the enemy, the devil.
所以我们征战对象不是针对神，而是仇敌和撒旦。
And the reason why it's so important to us and churches choose to ignore this subject is because we're living in a society where the occults are celebrated.
所以很多时候为什么在当今的社会当中我们教会常常会忽略讲到关于属灵的征战是在这个社会当中有很多这种邪教在盛行。
When it comes to Halloween, children paint their faces, the schools encourage children to dress up as ghosts and witches.
所以当万圣节的时候他们把一种好像是好玩的游戏把孩子们就装扮成很多很丑陋的那些角色那些装扮甚至学校会鼓励这样的行为。
And even Christians think it's harmless.
甚至有些基督徒的认为这样这种行为是无害的。
The only reason why people think it's harmless because they're ignorant about what spiritual warfare is.
很多时候我们做认为这个事情无害，是因为我们对属灵征战的一种无知。
And believe it, and I'm not surprised. One of the most best-selling series of books is Harry Potter.
其实我很意外就是其实在儿童书籍当中很畅销的就是哈利波特
when 20 years ago when those books were widely read do you notice right, for the young adults you've got werewolves Dracula vampire movies all coming out
所以在可能20年前这本书出版的时候其实当时那种很多关于在邪术巫术方面那种僵尸各方面那种书籍就不断的问世
soYoung adults, children, we're all into vampires, witches, and ghosts, and everything else, and it was cool.
所以对年轻人，他们一下就很疯狂，炙热这种，好像装扮成那种邪术啊、巫术啊、那种僵尸啊、鬼怪那种东西，他们觉得是很酷的一件事情。
And we think it's harmless.
然后我们也觉得，这个没什么坏处啊，无
害。Because we don't understand what the consequences are.
是因为我们对这样的行为的这个后果并不了解。
And when we suffer the consequences, we don't realize the root cause was when I painted the faces of my children.
所以很多时候，当我们遭受结果的时候，我们没有意识到这个结果的根源是我们当初可能把自己的孩子装扮成那个鬼怪的样式。
Because as they paint their faces, as they read those books, their hearts are open to the occult.
当他们做好玩做一些装扮的时候或者他们读一些关于巫术那些儿童书籍的时候他们的心就把向这个邪灵打开了。
Because God has given us a natural resistance of evil.
因为神有给我们个能力自然去抵挡邪恶的事。
No, I don't want to go there.
或者说我不想去到这个地方。
But the thing is, if everybody says, it's okay, you open up. You open up.
但是当你听到别人都讲说没事可以去的时候你可能就接受了就开了这个门了。
And when you open up, you give the devil the permission to attack you.
当我们打开这扇门的时候我们就是给仇敌有这个许可来攻击你。
And there are many, many, many different ways that the devil can get permission from you to attack you.
所以其实有很多方式我们可以给仇敌有许可来攻击我们
to take away your protection.
拿走神在我们身上的一个保守
And one of the ways is to invite them.
其中一种方法就是你自己邀请他们
That's why today in the University of Exeter
今天在那个 Exeter 大学里面
You can do a master of witchcraft.
你可以有一个硕士学历是关于巫术的这个课程
And when I looked at the curriculum, I thought, wow, it looks fun.
然后当我看他们那个科目的内容的时候，我觉得哇，还是很有专业性。They will tell you
the history. They will tell you how to do Richard Boo and all. I don't know what they do, but the curriculum is just full of occults.
所以就是他们的那个整个学目的那个专业的那个内容，就是关于所有那些巫术的那些历史啊，怎么做这些东西的。
And today, when you go to old bookshops and when you look at the books, you begin to realize.That witchcraft and all these kind of things is now dominating our bookshelves.
所以有时候我们去书店的时候，我们都不难发现，在那个书架上面有很多诸如此类的那种关于邪术、巫术的这些书籍。
To such an extent, even the Christian books have been contaminated.
甚至到一种地步，有些关于基督教的这些书籍都甚至被这方面内容所玷污了。
So what do we do as a Christian?
那么作为基督徒我们应该怎么做呢
We need to go back to the Bible
我们要回到圣经
and understand exactly what's going on
要非常清楚圣经所讲的属灵的
Perhaps, I am just saying perhaps
可能我说有可能
Today a lot of young people are suffering from mental problems, all kinds of problems Perhaps it all started when their mom painted their faces
其实我相信很大可能现在的年轻人他们遭受到精神上的一些困扰的时候可能这个根源就是从他们的小时候
they,
他们画一个怪异的装束
When they try to become a ghost in Halloween
可能在万圣节的时候他们穿那个鬼怪的那个装束这种打扮
Who knows? Only when we get to heaven do we find out But there is no reason why that today the 20-year-old who's suffering could have started when they were 5-year-old
所以就这种原因虽然我们具体原因不知道但是就是好像今天一个12岁的女孩她所遭受的问题很可能源于她在5岁的时候小时候所经历那些事情
Perhaps the problem that you're facing today is because something that you did in the past that you opened yourself up to ghosts and occults thinking is harmless
所以可能今天你我今天经历一些事情源于很久以前我们自己打开那个门给了那个邪灵和那些巫术。
And those young people do not play with the Ouija board. You know, it's very popular, the Ouija board is where you allow spirits to control and predict.
对哦，现在他们用一些就是那种邪术，就是一种碟仙，邀请那种邪灵来的那种方法。
Amen. Now, we are the very people.The church is the solution to all of these problems because we have the power.
所以我们作为神的子民，我们作为教会，我们是唯一那个解决这些所有问题的一种答案，因为我们有这个能力。
And that's why we need to know what's going on.
所以我们必须要清楚的明白在发生的事情。
What does the Bible really say?
圣经所讲的关乎这个。
Because some of the spiritual warfare that we see in church today is not from the Bible.
很多时候我们现在看到一些真正的可能在圣经当中没有提到
It's actually imported from the occults
因为这些可能是从这些邪教当中所传下来的
The understanding comes from somebody who used to be a Satan somebody who used to be a witch and then they import that understanding and the church acted upon it rather than check from the Bible
所以他们有些想法和做法呢，是从一些可能曾经是那种撒旦教啦，或者是那种邪教的人，他们那种想法输入进来，然后被教会所采用了。
I remember one church believed in order to cast a demon out of a person, they need to drink a lot of water.
我记得一个教会，他们相信说，如果要从一个人身上赶鬼，他你那个要赶鬼要喝很多水。
And so when the person has got too much water, they start spitting the water out. There is the devil's coming out.
哦、然后就是被赶的那个要赶鬼的人他那个人喝很多很多水然后因为喝太多水所以就开始吐出来然后他们就觉得他们把那个鬼赶出来了
You understand? It's all things that are not from the Bible but it sounds great sounds powerful but actually the devil's looking at you and laughing
所以这种行为操作好像就真的不是属圣经的看似好像很有能力但是其实并没有把那个撒旦赶出去。
So today I can only go through very quickly, basically what it is that we need to be aware of, so that this week when it comes to Halloween, you know what to do.
所以我跟大家快快的讲一关于这个属灵的征战。所以当万圣节靠近的时候，我们知道如何来应对。
And the basic principle is.
那么最基本的这个原则。
If you sort yourself out.
就是如果我们搞定我们自己。
I'm talking about you walking integrity. You and I walking integrity.
我的意思就是搞定自己，就是让我们自己走在这个正直的道路上。
Be in the presence of God.
住在神的同在里面。
Know the word of God.
知道神的话语。
Be in a prayerful manner.
保持一种祷告的生命。
You have already won the spiritual warfare.
那么其实你就是已经赢了这个属灵的征战。
Amen. The spiritual warfare is here.
因为我们真正属灵的征战是。
This is the battle.
在我们的意念当中。
No, 意念。It is with us.
这个属灵的真的其实就是在我们的里面。
We need to shut all the doors.
我们要把所有的门都关上。
Repent of things that we've opened up.
我们把那些打开的门赶快要悔改关上。
Amen. Because we're children of God.
因为我们是神的儿女。
We are walking in God's glory.
我们走在神的荣耀当中。
The enemy cannot touch you.
仇敌是不可以来碰我们的。
Unless you compromise.
除非我们妥协。
Unless you say, welcome, devil, and let me open my door to you.
除非我们把门大打开，邀请他进来。
Unless you participate with the enemy.
除非你跟他参与到他的活动当
中。But if you withdraw yourself from the enemy,
但是如果我们把仇敌的行为当活动当中我们退出来。
You do not walk in a certain way.
我们拒绝走在某些行为当中。
You set your mind free.
我们把我们的意念释放
出来。Get rid of the bitterness in your heart.
处理到我们心中的苦毒。
And you walk faithfully in God.
让我们有信实的来跟随主。
That is the spiritual warfare that you need to fight every day.
这才是我们每天所要去面对的
事。Don't worry about the devil roaming around, because the God will sort him out when he comes back.
因为我们不要去管在那空中，在那边掌权的那些。
No matter how many times you bind the devil will still be there.
不管我们多少次去捆绑那个仇敌，他还是会在那边。
Amen. If it was that easy, you could just go there. I bind all the demons in the world and all the devils in the world in Jesus' name.
如果真的这么容易捆绑的话，那我们就简单的说一句奉耶稣基督的名，把这个整个城市、整个世界的那些仇敌啊、邪灵啊、小鬼啊，全部捆绑了就好了。
And the devil would just be sitting there going.
其实你这样做没有一点果效的。可能在那个邪灵身上没有一点功效。
According to the Bible, they have a time when Jesus will remove them.
因为根据圣经所讲，其实有神有他的定时来彻底的击败撒旦。
What we need to do is take care of ourselves.
我们需要做的就是要保守我们的心。
If you take care of yourself, the enemy can't touch you.
当我们保守我们的心的时候，仇敌不可能来碰到我们。
Because we are washed in the blood of Jesus.
因为我们是被耶稣的宝血所遮盖。
Clothed in His righteousness.
我们用神的义来包裹我们。
Clothed in God's glory.
我们也被神的荣耀所包裹。
Amen.
Amen.
And so let's go to the classic text in the Bible that talks about spiritual warfare, and it's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 20.
所以我们看看圣经里面非常明确的讲到关于属灵征战的地方，在以弗所书的六章第十节。
Now all that I've just said to you is in the book of Ephesians.
我刚刚跟大家提到的所有的内容呢，都是在以弗所书里面。
The reason why Paul have to write Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 20 is because he's concluding all that he taught before that.
为什么保罗在以弗所书六章这里从十节到二十节，他要讲所有这些属灵征战，其实是为了来总结他前面的章节所提到的内容。
To understand this passage, you need to start from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
所以，为了更好的明白在以弗所书六章十节这边讲的经文，我们必须要从第四章的第一节来。上下文来读。
Paul began to talk to tell the Ephesians to walk in love and unity as a church.
保罗来劝诫以弗所教会，他们要在爱中和诚实合一当中来行走。
Amen. And then in chapter 5, he talks about the behavior of believers. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit in the church.
他们说在第五章呢保罗就说我们要在来强调基督徒的一些行为我们不要使圣灵担忧。
So Paul is talking about human behaviors, the way we deal with each other, the problems in church.
所以保罗是在指出我们的行为举止我们如何彼此相待和我们为人处事的方式。
And then later on in chapter 5, he began to talk about the husband and the wife.
那么 在第五章他又提到关于丈夫与妻子的关系。
And then in chapter, beginning of chapter 6, he talks about the children and the parents.
那么在第六章的开头他也讲到做父母 和儿女的关系。
And then finally, he talks about the masters and servants.
然后接着他又讲说关于仆人和主人的关系。
So from chapter 12, he talks about the church community,Then in 5, he talks about marriage. 6, he talks about parents and children and masters and servants.
所以他从四章十二节讲到关于教会的一个社区要怎么行为，然后讲说丈夫、妻子、主人、仆人、父母和儿女的关系。
And it's all about love, and it's all about loving, and it is all about integrity.
所以所有这些提到这些关系都是关于爱关于要彼此恩待关于说一个正直
That is the context
这就是这个讲到这个经文的那个上下文
Nothing to do with some territorial spirit in London
跟那种就是区域性的这种邪灵是
没有关系的 That we got to bind because we want to evangelize
不是我们要捆绑这些空中执政掌权的然后为了我要传福音我们捆
绑他们 Although that is true But this text is not about that
虽然我们这个方法是个行为是对的但是我们这里读到这个经文要联系前后文
This text is about the church community about our marriage about our children about the people that we you know the people that work for you in your companies
因为从他前面的章节所提到的内容是讲到关于教会的社区讲到婚姻的关系亲子的关系和我们在工作职场上可能会遇到的这种为你做工的这些仆人的关系。
So in that context,
在这样的一个背景之下
，Paul is appealing to the unity of the church.
保罗一直在强调关于教会的合一
，unity of the marriage，
关于在婚姻当中的合一
，obedience of children，
关于孩子们的一个顺服
，and masters not to oppress their servants
和做主人的不要去压迫你的仆人
Amen
要善待他们
Amen And so But then Paul is saying For you to obey me For you to obey me
保罗说为了让你要来听我的话
To obey my instruction to you about these things
为了让你可以来听从我刚刚给你提到这些所有劝勉的话
Paul in chapter 6 verse 10 onwards begin to explainIt will be difficult.
所以保罗在六章以弗所书六章十节最后讲到说，要做到这些是很困难的。
How many of you can recognize that? Can identify with that? It is difficult to try and live in unity, trying to walk in integrity, trying to walk in holiness in God.
有多少人会认同，其实要走在合一当中，走在正直，走在圣洁当中，是非常不容易一件事情。
We also find a difficulty.There are difficulty in unity in marriage, unity in church. We all have problems in these areas.
那么在教会当中保持合一，在婚姻当中有合一，其实并不是一件容易的事情，有各种各样这样的问题。
So, I've got to watch the time because that clock's not there. So, Paul is saying, for you to obey me is going to be difficult.
所以保罗说，如果你要按照我所说的这些做，并不容易。
Because of the opposition.
是因为有空中有敌对的
Amen.
敌对的声音
So Paul is talking about spiritual warfare in terms of your relationship with people in marriage and at home.
所以保罗所讲的这个属灵的征战是在婚姻当中与人的关系当中和在教会当中所面对的这些征战。
He's not saying that your wife is a devil, or your husband is a devil, or your children are demons.
他不是说哦，你的妻子是你的仇敌，你的孩子或者你的弟兄姊妹。
What he's saying in verse 10, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, put on the whole armor that you may be able to withstand against the schemes of the devil.
这里以弗所书六章十节说，最后你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，好抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
So Paul is concluding all that he said in the other chapters. He uses the word finally.
所以保罗为了来总结他前面几章所提到内容，他说最后提到
Be strong.
我们要做刚强的人。
In other words, Paul is saying, you and I could actually make our marriage work. We can make our church work, our home work, if we become strong in the Lord.
他说如果我们靠着主做那刚强的人，我们的婚姻的关系，我们亲子的关系，我们与人的关系就可能有改善。
And then he describes how you can be strong.
然后他有提到我们如何做那刚强的人。
In verse 11.
就是在11节。
How can you be strong?
如何做刚强的人呢？
By doing two things.
做两件事情。
Putting on the armor of God.
首先是要穿戴神所赐的这个军装。
Stand strong against your real enemy, which is the devil.
然后呢，站立得稳来针对你真正的仇敌，就是撒旦。
Later on, we will see that Paul in this passage uses the word stand three times.
其实在后面的章节我们看到保罗有三次提到要站立得稳。
So the key to spiritual warfare in our life is to stand strong.
所以我们真正生命中所面对的这个属灵的征战，就是我们要去站立。
Stand strong when you are being attacked in your marriage. Stand strong when there is problem in the family. Stand strong when there are issues in the church.
所以就是我们在面对真的属灵征战，在我们的婚姻当中，在我们的家庭当中，甚至教会当中的时候，我们要靠着主站稳了。
And Paul is saying, what you need to do is to deal with the enemy, not the flesh and blood. The real problem is not your brother or your sister, your wife or your husband. It is the enemy that is attacking you.
所以我们要知道我们真正的仇敌是撒旦魔鬼。我们的仇敌并不是我们身边是有血有肉的一个征战，不是对我们的配偶，不是对我们的儿女，或者我们身边的教会的弟兄姊妹，都不是。
So the key is to stand against it.
所以我们那个关键就是我们要抵挡魔鬼。
So what does it mean by standing? Resist. Don't let the devil get his way.
什么时候站稳就是我们不要去抵挡，不要去妥协。
Be smart, knowing what's actually going on in your home.
我们必须要清楚很明智的知道在家里这个问题的根源是什么。
If you know what's going on in your home, you can then deal with the right thing, not accidentally hurt the people that you love.
所以我们如果真的知道这个问题的根源是什么，我们可以对症下药来处理这个问题，而不是无意识当中伤害那些我们爱的人。
But if we are ignorant,
但都是因为我们的无知。
We end up fighting the wrong war battle.
我们在打一个错误的仗。
We end up putting swords through our children.
我们很无意当中就是把那个拔出来那个剑是对向了我们的孩子。
And beheading our husbands.
然后砍了我们的丈夫一刀。
Sounds gruesome, isn't it?
看上去很残忍，是不是？
Well, if you're honest, this is what we're thinking.
如果我们坦白一点，其实我们的想法就是这样，不是吗？
You know, when we're angry at home, we turn into a devil.
那时候我们在家中很恼怒的时候，我们其实我们的行为是很可怕的。
We're more of a devil than an angel.
我们其实比起是个天使，我们更多是一个很邪恶的人。
Right? Amen. Although we think we're more than an angel than a devil, not really. If you're honest with yourself, we are far more easier to turn into a devil than into an angel.
其实我们坦白的审视我们自己的时候，我们自己其实很容易在怒气当中变成一个很丑恶的一个人。
So the key is to stand.
关键就是我们要站稳了。
Stand up.
我们站起来。
Taking no nonsense of this.
要不要去理这些无情这些不可理喻的事情。
And you as a mom and a dad, you're going to deal with this.
那么作为父母，我们要来解决这样的问题。
And so how is does God tell you to deal with it?
那么神教导我们如何来处理这样的问题呢？
Paul says, "Put on the armor."
保罗说我们要穿戴这个军装。
What do you do putting on the armor?
那么穿上军装以后做什么呢？
If you're in a junior church, they tell you to sing a song.
那么如果在主日学，可能他们会教一首歌，怎么穿戴这个军装。
I put on the helmet of salvation. I put on the. You can sing about it, but that's not how you put on the armor. You can talk. You can keep singing about it. You won't have the armor.
所以主日学老师可能教小朋友会唱一首歌，如何穿戴这个军装，但是我们唱歌是没有用的，不可能帮助我们穿真的穿上这个军装。
Then in verse 2, Paul goes into who is the enemy.
那么在十二节这讲，保罗告诉我们征战的对象到底是什么。
So Paul is telling us, in spiritual warfare, you need to first of all understand who is the real enemy.
所以在属灵的征战当中，我们必须清楚地明白，首先明白我们征战的对象是什么。
Verse 12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood."
十二节讲说，我们并不是与属血气的征战。
Is your wife flesh and blood?
你的丈夫、你的妻子是不是有血有肉的
？Are your children flesh and blood?
你的孩子是不是有血有肉的呀
？Are brothers and sisters in church flesh and blood?
我们教会的弟兄姊妹是不是也是有血有肉的人
？Yes.
是的。
They're not the enemy.
所以他们就不是你真正的敌人。
The enemy is invisible.
这个真正的敌人呢，是看不见的。
It's the thing that's causing the issue.
他是那个背后的敌人，是真正的敌人，是引起这所有的那个问题的。
He is the one that's attacking the mind, attacking the mind of your wife, the mind of your husband, the mind of your children.
他是那个真正来攻击你的妻子或者你丈夫思想的那个人。
He is the one that is encouraging you to paint their faces, encourage them to read these books.
他是那个来鼓励你做那些乱七八糟的那些装扮呐、啊，然后读那些不应该读的书的人。
He is the one that is coming through the Hollywood, all the different movies. He is the one that's actually manifesting himself through the film stars and singers.
他就是那些借着所谓的那些电影啊、电视啊、那些传媒散播各种那些形象的邪恶形象的那个人。
You see, a lot of us don't realize that a lot of the famous pop stars are actually witches.
其实我们没有意识到那些世界上所谓很有名、很出名那些歌星也好、明星也好，其实他们是拜撒旦的。
And they need,
他们是那些巫师。
They need these spiritual spirits to possess them before they can perform.
很多时候他们需要被那个邪灵所占有，然后他们出来表演的时候才是另外一种模样。
And that's why they can actually draw people in.
所以就他们那种很与众不同的表演能吸引很多人去崇拜他们。
So that the people will open up.
所以当你去追捧他们的时候，其实你就是把你的生命也打开。
So Paul is saying, the problem is not actually the people, it's the spirits behind all these things.
所以保罗说我们真正的问题不是这些有血有肉的人呢，而是那背后这些邪灵和恶魔。
The real enemy is, Paul says here, they call four different things. Principalities, powers, rulers, and spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
所以保罗这里总结了四个类型，一个就是执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界，还以及天空灵界的恶魔。
So the enemy is not in the human being.
所以那个真正的敌人并不是在有血有肉的人里面。
It's not the flesh and blood.
不是那有血有肉的
人。They are not located there.
他们并没有住在这些地方。
Where are they located?
他们的地理在哪里？他们在哪里呢
？According to Paul, in the heavenly places.
那么根据保罗这里所说的是在灵界，天空灵界。
Whether you like it or not, they are in the sky.、嗯、
不管你喜欢喜不喜欢，不管你相不相信，他们就是在那空中灵界。
Amen.
在空中。
Now this might actually be difficult to grasp.
那么这个想法，有些人可能觉得很难去理解。
But the Bible does not lie.
但是圣经绝对不会撒谎。
Our enemy.Is in the sky.
我们的真正的仇敌是在空中的。
Our true enemy is invisible.
我们真正的敌人是不可见的。
But they affect our culture.
但是这所真的敌人却真正大大的影响我们的文化。
They manifest in different ways.
他们用不同的方法来彰显他们自己。
And so next week they will manifest in Halloween.
所以下周他们会借着万圣节这样一个节日来彰显他们自己。
And that's why for the Satanists and for the witches, 31st of October is a sacred day for them.
所以对于那些巫师啊，那邪灵，他们十月三十一号对他们来说最安全的一天。
And if you've got time to sneak around Epping Forest, you'll find them.
所以如果你有时间，你在 Epping Forest, 你会到处发现他们就在那周围。
Because they will do their rituals.
他们因为他们会做那种巫师的那种邪，
you find
他们的那种仪式啊，那些。
You find them down in Exeter University.
可能在大学读那个巫师学位的那个地方也找到那些人。
Amen. You understand? It's ridiculous.
是非常不可理喻的。
Now, Paul talks about principalities, powers, rulers, and spiritual hosts of wickedness. We don't need to know what they are.
所以保罗就讲到这四个方面哈，执政的、掌权的、管辖幽暗是黑暗世界、天空灵界掌权的这些人，我们并不需要知道细节。
They are just a spiritual structure that the Bible doesn't give us much clue what they are. They're just different ranking, different levels of devils.
所以他们其实我们不需要了解细节，因为圣经没有给我们很多的细节。那我们知道，我们只是一种属灵的架构，他们就是各种不同阶层的那种大鬼、小鬼，各种邪灵就好
了。Some theologians actually interpret them as governments, you know, like Keir Starmer, Labour government.Kings, rulers, and that kind of interpretation, which is not incorrect. You can also see it that way. Because why? It's true.
所以其实很多神学者把他们的形容，他们其实是一个执政的一个政府政权来的。他们有不同的那种权势，他们不同的等级之分。
So some argue that perhaps Paul is talking about the Roman Empire, the kings, the rulers there.
所以很多人说保罗是不是讲说好像罗马帝国那些君王啊执政的掌权的那些人呢
But however, because Paul said we do not wrestle against flesh and blood has already told us, no, it is not human government, it is a spiritual government.
所以保罗非常清楚地告诉我们真正的不是对抗那有血有肉的人，所以我们对抗的人不是那种人所设立的一个政权，而是一种看不见的属灵那种政权。
So Paul is basically describing the earth is under a rule, is under a government of devils.
所以保罗在告诉我们这个世上这个世界也是在这个仇敌所设立的这个政权之下所影响跟管辖的。
So every city, every country is ruled by these principalities and powers, rulers and spiritual darkness, of spiritual hosts of darkness.
所以每一个地方每一个城市每一个国家都是被那相对应的执政的掌权的那些天空灵界的恶魔所掌管的。
Right here in East Ham,Right there, well, I don't know. If our own eyes can only see, you find these things watching over us.
所以其实在 ESM 的地方，我们也知道肯定有他们特殊的这些恶魔在管辖这个地方。
Today, when Suzanne came, when I drove to near East Ham, we saw all these seagulls at the top.
今天我们开到 ESM 的时候，我们看到很多那个海鸥在那个屋顶上面。
Wow, why are there so many seagulls?
然后我们看到屋顶上一排站满了那个海鸥。
I said they're probably devils.
我说他们是不是就是被管辖的那个恶魔啊
？I'm just joking.
开玩笑了。
They're invisible, you can't see.
所以他们是那种灵界的东西是看不到的，但是他们存在的。
But they manifest because our society is going downhill.
他们我们知道他们存在是因为我们的社会在每况
Things are wrong with our society. Things are wrong with our society.
在我们社会当中，事情越来越败坏。
And it is beyond human explanation.
而且是不是人所可以理解的一种败坏。
Paul identified them as principalities and powers.
所以保罗形容他们是那种执政的属灵执政的掌权的。
Amen. Paul also used these same terms in Colossians chapter 1 verse 16.
保罗同样在哥罗西书也形容到。
He uses these terms. This time he describes like this. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and are on earth, visible, invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him.
所以在哥罗西书一章十六节这里也提到，因为万有都是在他里面造的，无论是天上地上能看见的不能看见的，或是有权位的统治的，或是执政掌权的，一概都是借着他并为着他造的。
Here principalities and powers are also mentioned.
在这里也提到了执政的掌权的统治的人。
But then Paul mentions thrones and dominions.
但是他 也提到说关于权位统
治的人。 What are they?
那么这些是什么呢？
HereHe's not talking about demons.
这里并不是提到那种灵界看不到的那种邪灵。
Paul is just talking about spiritual structures.
这里是讲一些属灵的一些构结构构造。
So we don't need to try to understand what is principality, what is power, what is dominion, what is this and that. It doesn't matter. It's just a spiritual structure of different kinds of invisible enemy.
所以我们其实不需要花太多的时间去钻研哈，什么是那种有执政的、掌权的、那种统治的各种人。我们只需要明白，这是一种看不见的属灵的一种框架结构，都是不同等级的一种邪灵。
They're invisible.
他们是看不见的。
And I hope that none of us have to experience them manifesting.
所以我希望我们当中没有一个人需要去就是经历他们这种一种彰显。
That's why Christians don't go and bind them.
所以作为基督徒我们不需要去捆绑这些邪灵。
Like I said, unless the Holy Spirit tell you to do it.
除非圣灵引导你去这样做。
Unless they attack you.
除非他们来招惹你。
If they leave you alone, you leave them alone.
如果他井水不犯河水哦，他们
不惹你就不要讲。I'm a born again Christian. I just came out of the water last week.
不要讲说我上个星期刚刚洗礼，我是重生的基督徒哈。
I'm not a coward like my pastor. It's time, demon. In Jesus' name, bind you.
不要一种意气风发的说啊，我现在是我要奉耶稣的名来捆绑在 East Ham 的那种灵界的那些恶魔。
There is no instructions from the Bible to tell us to do that.
在圣经当中没有这样的指示和教导要我们这样做。
The King of Kings, Lord of Lords, one day will come back to this earth and all of these creatures will be bound and thrown into hell.
我们知道我们的万王之王、万主之主，当他那个定时间来的时候，他会来一概全一锅端全部搞定。
When we are here, I leave you alone, you better leave me alone.
所以我们当我们还活在这个世上的时候，我们就互不干扰。
Amen. Amen.When I went to Malaysia in July, one of these demons mistakenly hit me.
当我在七月去到马来西亚的时候，当时那个当地的那个恶魔不小心伤害到我。
I immediately say to him, "Hey, I'm here on holiday."
然后我当时跟他说，哎，拜托，我在这边度假。
You leave me alone, I will leave you alone.
你别管我，我说大家都，你不管我，我也不会管你哦。
I'll tell you what happened.When the taxi driver picked us up, I immediately knew he was a demon. He was a really strong Buddhist guy.
所以当时那个出租车司机来接到我们，我上车的时候，我马上就感觉他是一个被邪灵所。
I sat there for the next 20 minutes, praying tongues, praying. I said, "Get stay away, stay away, stay away, stay away."
哦，当时我坐在车上花了二十分钟，不断的讲方言，我说离开我，离开我，离开我。
And then I suddenly realized.
那突然后来意识到
，Hey, he's just minding his own business.
我说，他其实也没有影响到我，干扰到我。
I immediately said, when I got to my hotel, look, I'm here on holiday.
然后当时我去到我的酒店的时候
，You leave me alone, I leave you alone.
我说，我们大家都互不干扰哦，我在这边度假而已哦。
Now, if they start attacking you, you attack back.
但是如果他们开始来攻击你，那就是另外一回事了。那你就要反击了。
But if that doesn't happen, you leave them alone.
所以如果没有特殊情况，不要去管他们。
But then he said, "Oh, if you leave them alone, what happens? What do you do then?" That's why Paul say, "Put on the armor."
所以就是如果你不管他，但是你还是要做一件事情，就是还要穿戴这个军装。
Amen. If you put on the armor, they will leave you alone.
当我们穿戴这个神所赐的军装的时候，他们就。
And so verse 13 says, therefore take up the whole armor, not part of the armor, whole armor, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand firm. Here's a second stand.
好，这十三节讲说，所以我们要拿起神所赐的全副的军装，不是一部分哦，只是全部的军装，好在邪恶的日子能够抵挡仇敌，并且完成了一切以后呢，还能站立得住。
And so therefore in verse 14, stand and third stand now, stand therefore holding fasten on the belt of truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness and the shoe of your feet having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace.
然后十四节这里是第三次讲到要 站稳，他说要站稳了，用真理当作带子来束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用和平的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
Verse 16, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
16节说，此外要拿信德当作盾牌，用来扑灭那恶者一切烧着的箭，要戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
So the whole armor of God consists of six components.
所以神所赐的这个全副的军装有六
部分。Five are for defense.
五个部分是做来是防卫的。
One is for attack.
那么只有一件武器呢是来攻击作用。
Amen. So each of the five components of protection is to protect your mind, protect your heart,Protect your waist, and there's a shield, and there are shoes.
所以由这个军装当中五个要点呢，是来保守我们，来防护我们的，保守我们的心思、我们的意念、我们的腰、我们的脚，
the way you,
还有一个盾牌。
The way you think, the way you feel.
我们所思想的方式，我们的感受。
The way you walk.
我们行走的方法。
The truth, lies.You understand?
让我们分辨真理和那些谎言。
Paul is basically pointing at different parts of a human being where the enemy is attacking us.
所以保罗其实指出我们身人的不同的地方，仇敌可以攻击的方面。
Our mind,
我们的意念。
Our faith,
我们的信心。
About the truth,
我们关于真理的一种辨
别。The way we walk,
我们如何行走。
Etc.
等等等等。
Amen.And so he says, that is the armor. Those are the things that you need to take care of every day.
他说这就是那个全副的军装，就是我们每天所要保守的地方。
What you think about,
每天你的心思意念。
What you in your heart,
你心中所感受的。
Your integrity, the way you walk,
你是不是行走在正直当中。
Your belief,
你的信仰，你的信心。
You understand, brothers and sisters?And how do you put on the armor?
我们如何来穿戴这个军装呢？
In verse 18, that's how you do it. Verse 18.
那么在十八节告诉我们
Verse 18.
十八节告诉我们如何来穿戴。
By prayer.
就是要。借着多方的祷告。
Hallelujah, you're not attacking the devil, you're coming to God.
你不是来自己单枪匹马去打敌人哦，你要靠着神，靠着圣灵。
Father, cleanse my mind.
说父啊，求你来洁净我的意念。
Get rid of all these lies in my mind.
拿走我意念当中所有这些谎言。
Father, the enemy is attacking my mind, can you help me? Set my mind free.
说父啊，仇敌来尝试用攻击我的意念来攻击我，可以帮助我来释放我的意念。
Set my heart free.
或者说，神啊，求你来释放我的心。
Restore my faith.
来重新修复我的信心。
Shalabaka, shalabaka. Pray.
然后来借着方言祷告，灵
里的祷告。Oh Lord, I don't understand that this thing is a lie. What is the truth? Study the Bible.
然后，如果我们说神啊，我不知道这个是真理还是谎言，让我如何来分辨呢？来回到神的话语当中。
Walking in truth, walking in integrity.
走在真理当中，走在正直当中。
Amen. 嗯。So wherever you struggle, is the bit of the armor that you need to put on.
所以我们在哪个地方去挣扎的时候，就是那个地方需要穿戴军装了。
And that is your spiritual warfare.
那就是我们真正的属灵的
征战。Warfaring in your mind.Warfaring with the attack in your mind.
所以在我们一年当中做这个
属灵征战。Oh Lord, renew my mind, renew my mind.
所以主啊，来求你来更新我的意念，更新我的。
Oh Lord, set my heart free.
我说父啊，求你来让我的心得释放。
Oh Father, help me not to walk in a life of lies. Let me walk in truth, in integrity.
所以主啊，让我不要行走在谎言当中，行在正直和真理当中。
Amen.
Amen.
That is spiritual warfare.
这是真正的属灵的征战。
It's not binding this, binding that.
不是捆绑这个，捆绑那个。
It is getting yourself setting yourself free, asking the Lord. This is why Paul said, pray.
所以这就是为什么保罗说我们要祷告，我们要靠着圣灵来得释放。
When do you pray? Pray at all times.
他说随时随时都要来祷告。
In tongues.
借着方言祷告，灵里的祷告。
Did he not say in the spirit?
他有没有说是借靠着圣灵呢？
What did I say last time?
我们上周讲了什么呢？
Praying in the spirit.
就是圣灵的祷告。
This is why praying in tongues edifies yourself. Because you are fixing your helmet. You're fixing your breastplate. You're fixing your shoes. You're fixing your belt.
所以当我们在灵里祷告的时候，其实我们就是在修补，我们在穿戴好我们的金装，穿戴好我们的头盔，穿戴好我们的胸牌，戴好我们的那个腰带和穿好我们的鞋。
Praying at all time in the spirit.Spirit, not in the mind, not in the understanding.
他说靠着圣灵随时的祷告，不是靠着你的意念，不是靠你的悟性来祷告。
Obviously, you can pray in Mandarin and English as well.
当然你可以用你自己的语言来祷告也行，
中文也好，英文也好。But Paul is emphasizing.
但保罗在强调。
With all prayer and supplication.
他说我们借着一切的祷告和祈求。
So his prayer means in the spirit, praying, supplication.
他说这个意思就是我们借着灵里的祷告来把我们的祈求带到神面前。
To that end, keep alert all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints.
然后接着还讲，并要为此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Not only for yourself, you can pray for your husband, you can pray for your wife, you can pray for your brothers and sisters.
所以不光是为我们自己代求，也为你的丈夫、你的妻子，还有你儿女，还有众弟兄姊妹们，也为他们祈求。
Oh Lord, restore my husband.
所以父啊，求你来恢复我的
心。Oh Lord, set his mind free.
就让他的意念得自由。
Help him, oh God, restore his faith.
就帮助他，求你来修复他的兴起他的信心。
You're praying to God.
你在对神祷告，为你的丈夫。
But that's what Paul says, spiritual warfare.
但这正是保罗口中说的这个
圣灵征战。You're asking God to fix the areas that the enemy is attacking.
你在祈求，借着祷告向神祈求，神来处理他仇敌正在攻击的地方。
Amen. Notice I left out one thing. That is the sword.
有没有注意到我其实没有提到刚刚讲的最后一点，就是那个宝剑。
The sword is the only one that is offensive.
那么这个宝剑是唯一一个是有攻击性的一个武器。
If you want to attack the enemy,
如果你要攻击仇敌的话，
there's one way.
有一个方法。
Preach the gospel.
就是来传讲神的道。
Because every time when you preach the gospel,
每一次我们讲神的道的时候，我们就是在使用我们这个宝剑。
Verse 19, and also for me, the word may be given to me, opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel.
所以十九节保罗说，也要为我祈求，让我有口才，能放胆开口讲明神福音的奥秘。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, if you're wearing your whole armor,
所以如果我们穿戴了这个全副的军装的时候，
then the enemy can't touch you.
仇敌是不可能来触碰到你的。
Instead, you take your sword out.
当我们拿出我们的宝剑。
And preach the gospel.
然来宣讲福音。
Tell your husband, tell your wife, tell your children about the teaching, about the word of the Lord.
所以对你的丈夫、你的妻子、对你的儿女来传讲神的福音、神的奥秘。
Amen.
Amen.
And that's how Paul says the way you deal with these principalities and powers.
所以就是保罗告诉我们，这是我们用这样的方式来对付这些仇敌。
Are they real?
他们是真实存在的吗？
Yes.
是的。
Yes, they're real. But how do you know they're real when they're invisible?
但他们看不见，你怎么知道他们真实存在的呢？
Well, now and then they do manifest.
但是其实现在很多时候他们会彰显他们自己。
And when they manifest, you realize that you're not very spiritual.
但是当他们真正彰显的时候，你发现其实你自己并不是很属灵哦。
Amen. These beings are real.
这些恶魔是实实在在存在的。
I have the unfortunate, I testify now, I have the unfortunate privilege of encountering one of them.
是我自己很不幸的有这样的经验，实实在在遇到过这种恶魔。
I was on holiday in Lisbon in Portugal.
我当时在葡萄牙 家庭度假的时候，很偶然的机会。
I was looking forward to it.
我非常很期待我这个度假。
After the first night, my wife got food poisoning.
第一晚之后，我的妻子就食物中毒了。
Now that has nothing to do with the devil.
可能这个跟仇敌没有关系。
I have nothing, got no medicine on me, so all I've got is prayer.
我当时没有什么办法，也没有什么药可以放，当时只有我有祷告。
I lay hands and I rebuked, I bind, and I began to pray really hard for more than an hour, 2 hours.
当时我真的无计可施，我有祷告，我当时讲方言，我斥责，我捆绑，所有的方法都试过了。
And the reason why I pray so hard is so that she can recover quickly, we can get on with our holiday.
当时其实我为什么这么用力去祷告，就想说我希望她赶快可以就是恢复，然后我们可以继续享受我们的度假。
And obviously, when I was praying in tongues,The Holy Spirit was saying something else.
其实当时我在用方言祷告的时候，其实我是在对神祷告，圣灵记得我在说一些。
And all of a sudden, I found myself standing before a creature.
突然之间，我发现我自己站在一个
The thing was tall.
一个物体的面前。
Looked like some African bushman.
当时在我面前一个很大的一个物体出现
painted face,
然后他那个脸是画了那个脸的
lying down like this,
然后在那边斜靠着躺在那边
and he said to me you can't get rid of me,
然后当时他对我说你赶不了我走，你赶不走我。
I said, I'm not trying to get rid of you, I'm just praying for my wife.
我说我没有说要来把你赶走啊，我说我只是为我的妻子祷告。
Do you know how it felt?
你知道当时我那个感受吗？
It felt fear. I was soaked in fear.
哇，当时那个恐惧就这个袭击
我。I had no strength in saying anything.
我当时怕到就连话都说不出来。
You know, in the presence of God, you're soaked with love and strength and energy. It's exactly the opposite when you meet one of these creatures.
所以其实我们知道在神的同在当中是充满的爱力量喜乐的荣耀的，但是在恶魔的那种同在当中是完全相反的。
So I said, I'm not trying to get rid of you, why are you attacking me? He said, you're attacking me.
当时我说 我也没有说要攻击你，为什么 你要来找我？
I said, I'm not attacking you, you're, why are you attacking me?
当时他说我攻击你是因为你惹到我了。
And so I started to bind because I'm being attacked.
所以当时因为我受到袭击了，然后我就开始捆绑。
I must have bind by, I don't know how long I bind.
但是我记不得我已经捆绑了多久。
And then the creature stood up.
然后那我面前那个物体就站起来。
And then did this.
然后他吹了一口气。
And as he did that, a fiery dart came out and hit me on the head.
一个火佛。
A dart hit me on the head.
就是他当时吹了口气的时候，一个火的火箭，不是火箭，不是。
And then I spun around.
有火的箭就冲
向我。And then I spun around, and then.
然后当时头很晕。
I spun around, and then it disappeared.
然后当时我整个人很眩晕，然后过了一下，突然那个东西就离开了，消失了。
When Paul says fiery darts is real.
这是那种。
It says here fiery darts on the enemy, right?
对，拿去。还是说那有那带着火的箭
Where is the fiery darts?
也那恶者的一切的火箭对在十六节他说那可以灭尽那恶者的一切的火箭
It was real It went And a dart came out Hit me on the head And I went
Woo 所以那个箭真的是存在当时我就看到那个恶魔吹了一口气然后有一个带着火的箭冲向我
Now when I say I saw this thing It was a spiritual experience. I don't even know what's going on. It felt like I'm dreaming. It felt like I'm walking. I don't know what I was doing. It was just weird.
所以当时我那种属灵的这种经历和遭遇其实很非常奇怪。我也不知道是在梦里面还是自己在行走当中，反正就是晕头转向。
But whatever happened, that experience told me one thing.
但是不管是什么原因，就是当时我的那种经历告诉我一件
事情。These principalities and powers are real.
这些属灵的、执政的、掌权的、统治的，是真实存在的。
And they're really afraid of us attacking them.
他们真的很怕我们去攻击他们。
Amen. And a lot of Christians, including me, have no idea.
其实很多时候， 包括我在内的很多基督徒都没有意识到。
Brothers and sisters, this is after 40 years as a Christian that I first encountered such a being.
这就是我做基督徒40年之后第一次遇到这样的一种恶魔。
I'm not trying to scare people. I'm trying to say to people, this is real.
我不是想吓唬大家，但是我想告诉你
，This is what's attacking Lisbon.
这就是那个当时在 Lisbon
的地方。This is what's attacking London.
这是在每个城市来攻击我们的恶魔。
Your schools, the churches, everywhere the governments.
每个学校、你的教会、政权被攻击的就是这些东西。
And they are really powerful.
毕竟他们是很有能力的。
Amen. You think they're weak? They're not weak. They're powerful beings.
你觉得他们好像很软弱，一点都不，他们非常有能力。
But aren't you glad that we're washed by the blood of Jesus?
我们是不是很庆幸我们被耶稣的宝血所洁净？
That thing was more scared of me, even though I was flapping like a hummingbird.
就当时我吓得不得了，但是没有，其实那个那个那个。
But the thing was more scared of me than I. But I thought I was really super scared. But actually, he's more scared of me.
当时我觉得自己已经很害，处在一种很害怕的状况，但是殊不知其实那个恶魔比更害怕我。
He said to me, "You know, you can't cast me out. I've been here for hundreds of years."
但是那个恶魔对我说，你赶不可能赶走我，我在这个地方已经住了几百上千年了。
In other words, it's a devil that has been there for many, many years.
就是在那个地区的存在了很久的一个邪灵。
Even though it was so powerful.That I just went, I bind you.
虽然看似这么有能力一个恶魔，但是当时我还是捆绑他。
You get away from me.
命令他离开我。
And he still obeyed me.
那后来真的还也是灰溜溜的走了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 感谢主。
Even though I'm scared.
当时我真的吓得不得了。
But because I learned one thing.
因为我学到一样事情。
Even though I'm really scared.
尽管我很害怕。
I stand strong.Strong.
但是我还是做刚强的人。
Yeah, even though my knees are shaking.
虽然我的脚双腿都发抖。
As long as I'm standing.
只要我还站着。
It's good enough.
就已经很不错了。
And then I said, bind you.
然后我说捆绑你，我捆绑你。
I didn't even have strength to say, bind you.
就当时连很大声去捆绑他的声音都没有。
I bind you.
用我最后的一点力气说，捆绑你，捆绑你。
Still obeyed me.
但他仍然。
It still had to go away.
So, 仍然有这个话还是有权柄，他离开了。
Amen. It was then that I realized that Jesus is so so powerful.
就是当时那个经历让我意识到我们的主是多么有能力的。
And someone like me so weak, so insignificant, yet a powerful being will still have to listen.
所以像我当初我觉得我自己多么微弱多么微不足道一个存在面对一个这么大一个有能力的一个恶魔他仍然要顺从耶稣
So what I'm encouraging this week don't be scared of the enemy
所以这周我要鼓励大家不要去畏惧仇敌
Just because it's Halloween don't be scared
并不是因为我就是因为万圣节我们就害怕
Even if you're scared
可能你有一点害怕的感觉
Don't show that you're scared
那不要让他们察觉到你的这个恐惧
Just keep standing,
继续站立
because the enemy is afraid of you.
因为这仇敌比我们想象的更害怕我们。
He is afraid of you because you are and I are washed in the blood of Jesus.
他们畏惧我们是因为我们都被耶稣基督的宝血所洁净、所遮盖。
And our mouth, what we say, does carry power and authority.
我们口中所出的每一句话是带着权柄和能力的。
Even when you're whispering,
尽管我们只是用很细微的声音说出来。
I bind you. It's still powerful.
不管声音的大小，我们说出来的话就是有能力的，有权柄的。
Amen. They are real.
他们真实存在的。
But don't be scared of them.
但是不要去畏惧他们的存在。
You leave them alone, and they will leave you alone.
大家互不干扰。
But if they attack you,
如果他们来攻击你
，you by all means attack back.
那么就要用各样的方法来回击。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's be real Christians, shall we?
让我们做真正的基督徒。
Let's pray.
好，让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you, Lord.
父，我们感谢你。
That you indeed are King, is King in heaven.
你是那在一切之上的王。
Everything is under your feet.
所有东西都拜跪拜在你面前。
That today we are your children.
今天我们是你的子民。
Even the very weakest one of us.
尽管我们当中我们可能很柔弱。
Is more powerful than the most powerful devil.
都比那些看似很有能力恶魔都更有能力。
So Father, I pray, Lord, that every one of us,
for 我们祷告，我们今天在这里的每一个人
will really know who we are.
让我们明白我们真实的身份。
Father, Lord, that during this period of occultic festivals,
在这些恶魔节期的盛行的这个期间
，that we will not be afraid.
保守我们的心不致畏惧。
For we walk in the light,
让我们行走在光明之中。
And that your protection is over us.
主愿你的保守领导我们。
And in our hand carry a sword.
主在我们手中也带着这把宝剑。
And the word of God is powerful.
神你的道是大有能力的。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
我们谢谢你主。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
我们谢谢你主。
Although we're living in darkness, but we are shining the light.
虽然我们活在这个黑暗的时代，但是我们是光。
So we welcome you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，我们邀请你。
And I pray, O God, that you bring victory in our lives.
主，我们祷告你带得胜在我们的生命当中。
And that you will break every chain of our lives.
主，把我们生命中一切的那些捆绑打破。
That you set our minds free.
主，让我们的意念得释放。
Our hearts free.
让我们的心得释放。
Lord, that you restore the truth.
主啊，求你来恢复你的真理在我们里面。
Father, in Jesus' name.
主啊，奉耶稣的名。
I pray that you bless our congregation.
主啊，求你来祝福我们的会众。
That every single one of us,
在我们这里的每一个人
，understand the truth,
都明白真理。
And that we have the armor of God on us,
让我们有穿戴全副的军装。
And that we will live in this life with victory,
让我们在这个世上活着是大有得胜的。
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的名
，Let's all stand,
让我们站立起来。
Hallelujah. On the armor.
帮助我们可以穿戴全副的军装
，so the enemy will flee from us.
所以仇敌可以逃脱
，in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名
，brothers and sisters, put on your armor, and the devil will flee from you.
弟兄姊妹，我们要穿戴我们的军装，那么仇敌就必要逃离。
He's more afraid of you than you are afraid of him.
他比你想象的更要惧怕你。
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主。
Hallelujah.
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 Who is there like you, Lord? Clothed in strength and beauty, marvelous, so wonderful indeed. You who calm the tempest, you who made the blind see, mighty is your hand.Like you, Lord.
Who is there like you, Lord? Clothed in strength and beauty, marvelous, so wonderful indeed.
Worship Him.
He who calmed the tempest, He who made the blind see. Mighty is your hand.To deliver me,
King of Heaven,
King of Heaven, exalted above all, my victory, my song, great in majesty and glory, King of Heaven.
King of Heaven, we worship you.
King of Heaven.
Us, Lord.
Amen.
Because we are washed by the blood of Jesus. So, Father, will help us all to put on the armor of God. So that we give no room for the enemy. In our homes, in our marriage, in our relationships, at our workplace. And if the enemy come against us, we will rise up and we will stand strong and say in Jesus' name, get out of here.
离开这里,
in the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的名,
get out of my home,
离开我的家中,
get out of my children,
离开我的儿女,
get out of my wife and my husband,
离开我们的丈夫和我们的妻子,
get out of my workplace,
离开我工作的地方,
you have no place, you have no hold over me,
你没有权柄, 你没有能力来管辖我,
brothers and sisters, you have the authority from God,
弟兄姊妹们, 我没有从神来的权柄,
should the enemy attack you,
如果仇敌要攻击你,
you can say to him, be gone in Jesus' name.
你要对他说, 奉耶稣的名, 离开。
I bind you in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名, 我赐捆绑你。
Get out in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名, 离开我。
Stop in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名, 停止这样的工作。
Whatever you want to say,
不管你想说什么,
it will obey you.
只要奉耶稣的名, 他都必要顺服你。
The enemy will obey you.
仇敌会要顺服你。
Because you are a child of God.
因为你是神的儿女
Wash in his blood
你被耶稣的宝血所赎回
Because Jesus is exalted
耶稣在万超乎一切之上
He is in charge
耶稣掌管一切
So I pray Father
主啊我祷告
That we walk in peace
我们要行在主你的平安之中
That we walk in security
我们要行在你所给我们的安稳之中
And not in fear
不是在恐惧之中
Knowing that no matter what happens
知道不管发生什么样的事情
My God
我的神
My Savior
我的救主
He is with me
都与我同在
In the name of Jesus
奉耶稣的名
He is with your children
他是与我们的儿女同在
He is with your spouse
他为你的配偶同在
He goes to work with you
在你去出去出入都与你同在你的工作上与你同在
He is called the Holy Spirit
他就是被称为圣灵的那一位
So Holy Spirit
圣灵啊
I welcome you
我们欢迎你
Every day in my life
每天在我们的生命当中
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward.
大家需要祷告，请到前面。神祝福大家。我们下周再见。